The laws have been strongly opposed by the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Amnesty International, and by many Indigenous activists around Australia. Amnesty International campaigner and Yorta Yorta woman Monica Morgan believes the Gillard government has proceeded with the new laws despite widespread community opposition.
We're talking about major organisations or Aboriginal peoples groups such as the Land Council, such as the Aboriginal Health Services, all those groups together protested against the ramming through of a legislative process and a set of bills that would be there for 10 years without them having an adequate process to be able to respond.
Ms Morgan believes the federal government didn't provide adequate translators when it conducted its consultations over the legislation in Northern Territory Indigenous communities. She says many residents in these communities may have English as their second or third language, and the government's consultations were therefore flawed. Alice Springs Town Camp resident and Indigenous activist Barbara Shaw believes many remote community residents feel let down by the federal government. She says a lot of the hope that accompanied former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's apology to the Stolen Generations in 2008 has now been replaced with contempt over a government that many feel has failed to listen to Indigenous Australians. Ms Shaw believes the Northern Territory intervention has undermined the basic rights of Indigenous Australians to self-determination since it was introduced by the Howard government in 2007. She says the restrictions the intervention has imposed on remote community residents has forced many of them to move to major towns and cities and away from their traditional lands.
The influx of people coming in off their homelands and their communities to the major town centres, like the major town centres aren't equipped and resourced for extra people, basically.
Ms Shaw believes the best hope for Indigenous communities opposed to the extension of the Northern Territory intervention may now lie in a possible court challenge. Former Family Court Chief Justice Alistair Nicholson believes the special measures of the legislation that target Indigenous Australians could fail a potential High Court challenge. The new laws include provisions to cut welfare payments to parents of children who don't attend school and tougher penalties for alcohol possession in Indigenous communities. The government's plans also expand income management for people on welfare to 5 trial sites outside the Northern Territory. These are in Bankstown in New South Wales, Playford, South Australia, Shepparton in Victoria, and Rockhampton and Logan in Queensland.